Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What is up, everybody? It is week four. You're with Matthew Giraldi and the Fantasy Authority. And once again, we are going to be talking about some DFS stacks for this upcoming week. Three different either games or just stacks in terms of higher cost, medium cost, and low cost. This week, look, I'm going to start with the low cost one because I need to get the taste out of my mouth even suggesting stacking this game. But it's none other than the town I'm in Atlanta. I'm actually looking at the Falcons as a team to stack this weekend. They're going up against the Washington football team. Coming into the year, we thought that the football team was going to have kind of this stout defense. They're generating pressure at about the fifth highest rate in the league, but they're not getting to the quarterback. They have six sacks on the season. For someone like Matt Ryan, you know, he struggled this season, but they are dirt cheap. And the football team right now in the passing game, they are not doing good. According to Sports Info, they are giving up the most completions of 15 plus air yards. They've given up 16 of them. The next closest team are the Detroit Lions at 13. I know Matt Ryan has not been airing the ball out, but again, you know, if there's ever been a time, this would be it. And obviously, if you're stacking him, you're probably looking at Ridley and even Kyle Pitts again. And then on the other side, you know what? It's interesting because if you don't trust Matty Ice, and obviously you have every reason not to, Taylor Heinicke has low-key been pretty decent and he might be serviceable in DFS. Again, like he's not anything great, but he's holding his own and he's only 5,900 on DraftKings. He's averaging 19.3 points a game. That's right under where Ryan Tannehill is. Dak Prescott's only averaging 20.34 points a game. So, you know, Heinicke, again, he's not anywhere on Tannehill or Dak's level, but thus far to start the season, you know what? Like, he's putting up decent numbers, and at his cost, he doesn't need to throw, you know, for 350 yards and four touchdowns. He might be serviceable if you want to get exposure to some of the games that we're going to talk about later. Obviously, a big concern this week, too, is going to be that of Antonio Gibson. Pay attention to that injury report when inactives come out on Sunday. Obviously, if Antonio Gibson misses this game, JD McKissick could be in store for just I mean, a phenomenal usage, especially on DraftKings where it's full point PPR. The guy that you really want this week anyways is going to be Terry McLaurin. Atlanta's pass defense, their defense in general is terrible. And I mean, this is just a dream matchup for McLaurin. So, you know, what I want to get that game out of the way because it pains me to even suggest looking at it. Super cheap to get exposure to. Not a lot of good defense being played on either side of the ball. And let's just quickly get away from that game. So a medium price stack that I'm looking at this week, it doesn't seem like it should be medium price. It seems like it should be a lot higher. I keep going back to them, the Philadelphia Eagles, and they're taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. But, you know, the Eagles offense, it really hasn't been spectacular outside of week one when they kind of pummeled the Falcons. But Jalen Hurts, look, I mean, he's been serviceable here for the early part of the season. I mean, like, he's not looking like a good real-life quarterback. But in terms of fantasy football, I mean, he's putting up the points when you need him to. He's 8th in quarterback scoring on DraftKings. He's going up against the Chiefs offense that they're going to demolish this depleted Eagles defense. If you really want to, you could stack the Chiefs players, obviously they're skill players, and you could run a naked Jalen Hurts here. It's a dream matchup for fantasy because this whole game is going to be garbage time for the Eagles. The Eagles probably would be wise to run the ball and establish a little bit of ball control. The Chiefs are allowing third most points to opposing running backs. So, you know, there's a possibility that Miles Sanders or Kenneth Gainwell might do something. Neither one is really priced anywhere that I want to kind of be getting exposure to them in this game. On the other side of the ball, two guys that I'm looking for, it's Travis Kelce, obviously, because the Eagles linebackers, they haven't been good since God only knows when. I mean, we're talking like Chuck Bednarik days. Like they're terrible. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Obviously, we saw what the Cowboys did to the Eagles this past week. When they lost Brandon Graham, they lost a lot more than just leadership. They lost a good run stopper too. On plays where Brandon Graham was playing, the Eagles were only allowing 2.84 yards per carry. The snaps without Brandon Graham, they have allowed 4.08 yards per carry. That 1.24 yards difference when he's on the field and he's gone for the rest of the season, you know, that's a big loss. And the Cowboys showed the game plan of how to demolish the Eagles defense right now. I mean, you can run it down their throats and you can throw, you know, in that shallow medium range of the field. And Travis Kelce, I mean, he's going to get open all damn day. He's worth the pay up if you're going that route and if you want this game. You know, another medium-ish game in terms of price, which I'm still not really sure why, is the Dallas Cowboys against the Carolina Panthers. I love looking at the Cowboys this week. Look, I get it. The Panthers' defense, they've been phenomenal. This is more so about the opponents that they've played. They have had it about as good as you can ask for in terms of an early season schedule. They have faced Zach Wilson in his first NFL game. They faced Jameis Winston, and then they faced Davis Mills. Look, I get it. You know, like some of their defense has looked phenomenal. But against those three quarterbacks, none of them – I mean, you can combine all their best assets right now, and they're probably not anywhere close to Dak Prescott's level. We'll see whether the whether the Panthers are for real or not. But I'm loving targeting the Dallas offense. I think that they can actually they can provide some value here and really not at an expensive cost. And that game's total, considering how good the Panthers defense has been, it's right now it's the total is at 51.5 points. So, I mean, it's one of the higher scoring games on the slate. And you can run this back too with any one of the Carolina either wide receivers. If you wanted to go Chuba Hubbard, you probably could, but yeah, again, you know, this is a game where I think you can get a little bit of value here in terms of mixing matching with wherever you want to go. Terrace Marshall might be a good option too. And then lastly, obviously the most expensive game that you're probably going to want exposure to is the Rams and Cardinals. The biggest one here in this game, like obviously we know Cooper Kupp, you know, he's putting up ungodly numbers and you want exposure to him any way that you can get him. But Kyler Murray is only $800 more than Matt Stafford in this game on DraftKings. I mean, like, I want the Stafford to Kupp connection, but I don't understand that pricing. On FanDuel, Kyler Murray's 8,200 and Stafford is 7,800. Like, if you're giving me the option between the two, I'm taking Kyler at that little price bump all day long. The rushing upside in and of itself is definitely worth it. And then the guys he's throwing to, look, the Rams, I know that we associate them with great pass defense. Jalen Ramsey is phenomenal. But, you know, they are giving up some pass yardage this year. Right now, they are eighth in passing yards allowed. Obviously, Jalen Ramsey, he's probably going to be shadowing DeAndre Hopkins. Christian Kirk and A.J. Green, they're both in play for me. Christian Kirk, he leads the team in air yards percentage. He's one target fewer than A.J. Green and DeAndre Hopkins. A.J. Green, he's gotten six targets each game. He got a touchdown week two, and then last week he went over 100 yards. I'm not saying that this is vintage Cincinnati Bengals A.J. Green, but he does not look as bad as we kind of thought he might this year. In terms of, like, either Kirk or Green losing some snaps to Rondale Moore, it just hasn't happened yet. You know, Moore, he's gotten on the field a little bit, but at the end of the day, you know, he 29%, 46%, 34% of snaps, respectively, through the first 3 weeks. So he's not breaking ground here. A.J. Green, I mean, he's seen the field almost 80% of the snaps every single game. Obviously, it's not sexy, but if you want exposure to this game and you don't want to look at DeAndre Hopkins just in terms of maybe the Jalen Ramsey kind of shadowing effect, both Kirk and Green, I love them this week. So if you're going that route to get to this game, obviously, a lot of pass catchers that are available outside of Cooper Kupp, Tyler Higbee, and Bobby Trees eventually might put something together. I don't know if it'll be this week or not, but yeah, that's it for this week. Again, you know, if you have any questions or you want to talk shop, we're always in Discord. And then obviously, you know, hit us up on Twitter, always around there too. So yeah, good luck this week. And yeah, we'll see you soon. Hey.